you know, it could be functional, I think. And I think down in the Regina area, if I remember right, there's that one repeater site that one of the hams were looking at, and I think they had a weather radio site at that location. So, you know, it's always a case of, you know, the power and, you know, cost of maintaining and stuff like that. But in some situations, you know, some areas may not have coverage, so there may be surplus equipment that could be used in that place. I don't know. Like I said, nothing ventured, nothing gained. But, well, you guys have a great evening. I just thought I'd let you know that, and we'll see what happens. Yeah, definitely. I would suspect the equipment would be probably pretty decent stuff that they have, you know, probably some Harris or some of the higher-end transmitters, because they do operate 24/7 type of thing. And, you know, maybe if something was taken over, it would just send out an alert when there was a problem. So, you know, it's cool always having the broadcast, but maybe change the server so it just broadcasts when there is a weather event, you know, because everybody can look at their phones, you know. You know, just relook at things a little bit differently. Back to you, Randy, and 73, and good evening to anybody else that's listening. Yeah, the E5SD.
Yeah, roger, roger. Yeah, it's always good for people like yourself to take the initiative and do that email or phone call or whatever it is that's required. And then if we're all on board in the province, you know, which I'd imagine we would be, there'd be probably no arguments from anyone. I can't see it anyways. And, yeah, so anyways, thanks for doing that, and I'll check your email out later, like I said. So, let's say 73 is full, and everyone have yourself a great evening. V5SD, V5RJ, I'm in the group 73.
SDV5DCC.
Yeah, good evening. Go ahead, VE5SD. Name is Derek, Delta Echo Radio Echo Kilo. Over.
I haven't talked to you for a few years. Those things in Saskatoon. Hey, I had a question. I heard you on with Randy and everybody else there. The signage. Is that a federal, provincial thing, do you know? Or, as you say, the road signs, is that a provincial Saskatchewan highways issue, or where does that go with federal, provincial? Have you got any info on that side of things? Because, yeah, like you say, I drove all over the place with SaskTel, and, yeah, those signs are everywhere, especially when they change the frequency from one area to another. So, you know, as you say, there's lots of those weather radio signs on the provincial highways.
Yeah, very good. I honestly know nothing about any of that kind of stuff. All of this is kind of sort of new to me, I'll be honest with you. I've seen the signs, but I never really paid attention over the years. Over.
Issue that came to mind there, Derek, I drove 1.5 miles with SaskTel down all the, you know, the good roads and provincial highways and stuff like that, and, you know that they change the frequencies in different parts of the province, you know, for weather radio. So, but as you say, there was, I think, the two national standards, 162.440, I think, might have been one of them, and then the 162.55 was the other one. There seemed to be about those, I think in most provinces, they had those two frequencies, but I could be wrong on that issue. Haven't dug into it.
Yeah, I think you're right on the frequencies, definitely. Those are the ones that come to mind. Yeah, and I have no idea how many there are in the different areas. I know they used to have a map on it, and I'd look at it, and you would see it. I know, I think you got it down in Regina is, what, 162.40. Here in Saskatoon is 162.55, and it's really close to the big tower, Sastel Tower there, down that particular road. And, yeah, I know I've seen them over the years, but never really paid a great deal of attention to yourself. The fact that you put millions of miles on there, yeah, you definitely would see it. Yeah, it's a shame that it's going down, and it's unfortunate when we put a lot of. I understand technology changes, and I totally get that. And I guess we always have this standby of like the AM radio. I guess that could be used in certain situations for stuff like that. But, you got that existing infrastructure in place. You got weather radios around. I was actually going to be purchasing one of those weather radios for, been kind of looking at them for a while now. So I guess I won't be doing that anytime soon here, definitely. Yeah, I just find it very unfortunate when those kinds of things happen. And I understand progress, and I understand monetary aspect, but all it'll take is the internet to go down and cell phone coverage go down. That does happen sometimes. Maybe not as much, higher percentage saying it's up all the time, but you never know. It's just one of those things, another backup. But like Randy was saying, the opportunity for hams and, having that type of service on those signs and stuff, yeah, that's a great idea as well. So, I don't know. It's just changing times there. Back to you.
Hey, Derek, yeah. I don't recall hearing the weather radio in the Sastel facilities. I know when I was into a lot of our especially radio towers and switch buildings, I did not recall hearing the weather radio, on the VHF bands or anything like that. I remember the private mobile radio for, the utilities. That switched out as the FleetNet came along and some of the other stuff, but I don't remember ever hearing weather radio. So I'm not, as you say, totally familiar with the technical makeup on that, but I don't remember hearing weather radio in any of our, telecommunications sites that I was into.
Yeah, it was just the one that I saw was just sold to the big tower. That big tower just up at the top of the hill on the east hill of Saskatoon. It was just a mile or so down, if I remember right, or maybe it was closer. I have a friend that has an acreage down in that area, and I just remember seeing it when I drove by, and I was actually surprised at what it was. I think it was just an antenna between two big power poles, if I remember right. But that was well over a decade ago, maybe 15, 20 years ago, that I did see it. I had figured it would have been on, on a big tower site. But I guess when you're, up 300 or 400 feet higher than the Saskatoon area, you would have a pretty good footprint. But, yeah, it was down from that big one that you see from whatever the highway is that goes to, the Humboldt Highway out that direction. The Strawberry Hills there, a big four-legged tower. It's just south of that, over.
Thinking of, Derek, yeah. If you run in the Chris Bar, say hello to Chris for me. And I've been retired for close to 18 years, and haven't been up Saskatoon Way for probably 5 or 6 years now. If you run into Chris, say hello to him for me.
Yeah, I sure will. Yeah, I sure will. I haven't actually talked to Chris in, well, it's been probably a decade or more. I can't remember. I think the last time I actually saw him was Martinsville Hamfest, and I think that was well over a decade ago. But, yeah, I'll have to see if we can locate him and get him on the air for sure. And what exactly is your call sign again? I heard it a couple times, and I can't quite remember. Over.
Eric, Delta Charlie Papa, Delta Charlie Papa. And Derek, so that's the back end of my call, and V5, of course. And, yeah, been on the air since the 1984-ish period, so I've been on for quite a few years. Had antenna issues and stuff like that, so been kind of quiet after I had to do some, take down a few things that were aged. My tower's still up, attached to the house structure here, but at the antenna side of things, had to make a bit of a change here, Derek.
Yeah, very fine. Yeah, antennas, you know. Yeah, it's always a challenging thing here with antennas and yeah, HOA stuff. And yeah, the dynamics have changed so much over the years. I remember you used to be able to put up a tower, and you know, as long as you you weren't close to the airport, you could kind of do what you want. And now with a lot of the changes, it makes it a little bit more challenging. Yeah, very good. Well, I got to clear out, but it was great chatting with you. And we'll hope to hear you on more often on the air here, over.
Derek, V5SD, V5 DCP. I'm tomorrow night's net controller, so you'll hear my voice on the IRLP system and any other interconnected modes. So, yeah, Randy's doing a bang-up job along with you guys, and I think you've got some input in things here. And the interconnectability of various systems was around New Year's when the Scottish boys over there tied a whole bunch of stuff together internationally. And the concept worked out very well with very few technical failures. I think the only ones I had were local failures and not an overall technology dropout. So, yeah, it proved in a few things of the ability to intertie all the various different modes together, Derek.
Yeah, very good, Doc. Yeah, it's cool how far the technology has come. I still remember back in 99 when we brought in IRLP, and back then it was amazing how much flack we got from a lot of hams saying, oh, you're killing ham radio by connecting it up to the internet. And now we have all of these different systems, whether it's Fusion or D-Star or DMR, which is, I think, probably most popular system out there, which is cool. And with All-Star, it's really cool how they've been able to add DV switch, which enables you to bring in a digital mode and stuff. The transcoding is pretty decent on it. I'm not sure if you ever get on VE3 MMX's repeater. He runs DMR, a 10-meter repeater, 6-meter repeater, UHF and DMR repeaters. He's got a whole bunch of different things, and he runs voters on it. And he uses audio equalizers for the DMR part, and it sounds really good. Really good system he's got rolling there. Whereas with the DV switch, it's pretty good, but when they use the audio equalizers on all of the system, it sounds even better. Back to you, Doug.
The technical wizardry and interactability of the different software packages. Flexibility is almost unlimited, and with our hobby still being experimental, people are forgetting we've got that aspect of things to remember. We can still do some experiments with various things and that. And I think of the K3 JED in Australia. I know he's been heavily into tying everything together, you know, the different modes. And